Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Today's topic, cool outdoor products from the International Builders Show. All right, guys, spent a ton of time walking the show floors in four different buildings at the 2023 International Builders Show in Las Vegas. Got back and holy cow, so much to see, so many things to unpack, tons and tons of new ideas, inspiration, and products, as always. One of my favorite times of the year going through that show and taking in all that amazing stuff. So started to kind of put this stuff together in formats for you guys so we could talk about all the cool things we saw at the show. And one of the things that kind of came out as a theme was outdoor products and some of the new things that are coming out. So let's jump in and talk about some of the new things. If you really want something fresh, new, a little different, here's some things that might spark your interest if you're going to update the outside of your home or your backyard or create a new space. You might want to look at one of these things because pretty interesting stuff that I found here. So the first product I found, and I thought this was really innovative and neat. Unfortunately, it's quite expensive too, but it comes from a company called Equinox, and it's a louvered roof. So this is a metal product, like a high quality powder coated aluminum product that can be made into things like pergolas or outdoor, resting areas. It can also be used as a roof. So think of it this way. You've got a patio in the back. You don't know what to do with it. You could use this Equinox system and you could build a pergola over it, or you could attach it to the back of your home at a diagonal and use it as a roof. Now, what's neat about it, of course, that's made out of metal, right? So it's never going to rust or break down. That's kind of cool, right? You can just set it and forget it, as they say. But that's not the only thing that's unique about it. This product has electronics built into it so that the louvers will move. So you can have it be folded out horizontally where it's completely closed off and it's a complete ceiling, so you can sit underneath and stay dry, or you can hit a button and then these things start to slowly turn, and as they turn, then that creates openings so you can allow fresh air in, or you can allow light to filter through this, or you can have it go up all the way up vertically where you have lots of natural light coming through. So that was really cool, but that wasn't the end of it. That product also allows for LED strip lighting in it. Now, you wouldn't use it in the louvered panels, but on the bases of this product, you can get, of course, the louvered panels, but then you can get the bases to support the structure, and then you can put the strip LED lighting in it because it's just a hollow channel in the product. So you can add that in. The wire runs through the inside of the channel, and then you can connect it and have lighting on the base of your structure. So you kind of kill a couple birds with one stone in that you can have the lighting and you can have the functionality of the electronic louver and the maintenance free. So a neat product, very, very expensive. I want to say it was like $380 just for one long stick of this material. So pretty pricey, but if you just want that kind of more of a modern look and you don't want to mess with it ever in the future, then put it in and you're done. That was definitely an interesting product. Okay, other outdoor products that we saw. I saw a ton of these, and it seems like it's kind of a popular thing. A lot of people are staying home more. They're entertaining a little bit more at home, whether it's the cost of going out, still the lingering fear of COVID, just habits changing, whatever. But outdoor pizza ovens. Oh my gosh, there are so many companies that had these outdoor pizza ovens. If you haven't seen them, they're basically like a domed enclosure that you can have like a wood fire going into it and cook your pizza outside. And of course, that dome kind of keeps the heat in and creates a different type of flavor, different type of experience. So it's something you can kind of do while you're hanging out in your backyard. You don't really need all the electronics then for that, so you can kind of set one of these outside, get a nice fire going, and cook your pizzas while you're hanging out with your friends and family. So outdoor pizza ovens, saw a bunch of them in different shapes and colors. That was very prominent in a couple different areas of the show, and definitely thought that that was also noteworthy as well. Now, this one may not be as high up on your list, but I thought it was a really great product. There's a manufacturer out there that has a process to create a really realistic looking two-tone paint job on your siding. And I thought that was really interesting because, of course, you know, most homes you just pick whatever color, whether it's Sherwin-Williams or Behr or any of the major paint manufacturers that are out there, and you paint your siding, whether it's fiber cement or LP siding. My boys there at LP, my supporters here of the podcast. But there's a company out there that can put a natural two-tone finish on it, and they can work with any material, so your cement boards, your LP siding again, and they can add in a factory-coated two-tone finish that has a warranty on it. And this stuff looked really, really amazing and looked very realistic. So kind of if you can envision, you know, taking more of a natural type color, you know, whether it's a light or medium brown or reddish brown, and then they build in this other color that kind of goes in the crevices, that's a darker color. Maybe it's, you know, closer to a black or something. So it looks more textured. Maybe even looks like there's, I don't want to say dirt because that sounds bad, but it almost looks like there's a little bit of dirt in there. So it just looks really, or minerals maybe. So it makes it look like it's really natural, thick grain. And this product was amazing because you could have the majority of your home sided whatever color you want, whether it's gray or white or blue. But then imagine using this just in, let's say, a gable to give the look of real wood without the maintenance of a stained wood. So you could get a cedar look or a rough sawn wood look with this and use it in your gables. You could use it in porch posts. You could even build, you know, your framework for some trusses that go underneath and then use that material. So now you've got a low maintenance painted product that looks like a naturally finished wood, especially from the road. You would really not know what that was until you walked right up and got really close to it. So I thought that was a really phenomenal product as well. And I see a lot of use for that in the future. So definitely thought that was pretty interesting. Here's a fun one that I saw, and it was the only one that was there that was like it, and I thought it was really, really amazing. And this company makes outdoor fountains. Now, this isn't just, you know, oh, okay, cool, there's this little fountain. No, think of like a mini version of the Bellagio in your backyard. Think of putting in maybe a little backyard pond or something, a thin pool perhaps. It could be just a square little pool. That's, I don't know, maybe it's 12 or 14 feet long, not real deep. Maybe it's only, you know, a foot or two deep, a couple feet wide, or it could be even wider. And you have these little fountains in it. Now, they don't just spray up like a boring old fountain. No, these fountains can go off at different intervals. So you can program it to do whatever you want. If you want to have it do little spitting up things or do bigger sprays and they go in a pattern, maybe they kind of go in a wave pattern across or randomly, but that's not the end of it. If you've ever seen the Bellagio fountains, which I looked at when I was in Vegas, they also have lights to them, and this is the same thing. It has LED lights built underneath that change color. So not only can you have all these really cool fountain effects going on, but you can have the lighting show go with it. So imagine having a cool backyard space that you're sitting in, and you've got this little fountain in the backyard with these sprays that you can kind of just sit and watch. I mean, I could see people doing that every night, sitting in your favorite comfy chairs, enjoying a nice summer's eve. As the sun sets, the fountain's going off and the lights are going, and you make your own little light show. Thought that was really, really cool, and I could see a lot of people doing that. Or seeing it also in like a multifamily setting where you have a gathering space, you got lots of people living there, and you put that type of thing in your backyard or whatever, and then people just come and gather in the evening and hang out and watch the fountains go off. I thought that was really kind of a cool and fun thing for the outdoor area of your home. And I really liked it. I thought that was really interesting. All right, another outdoor product that I saw that I thought was pretty neat, very different, and it's not for everybody, but generators. Now, of course, you're like, whatever, it's a generator. Like, those have been around forever, but not like this. They are now taking generators, and Kohler actually was one that has this, and instead of being the boring old cream-colored enclosure or gray-colored enclosure that you see in most generators, no, you could pick your custom colored for your generator. You want a pink generator? Go ahead, have a pink generator. But they didn't stop at just pink. No, they created all these really neat patterns and things as well, so it now became more of an accent to your home. Or if you really didn't want it to be noticed a lot, they actually had camouflage. I'm not kidding, by the way. Camouflage pattern for the generator. And they also had one that looked like kind of tall grass and reeds. It was more of a tan colored. So imagine like putting that up. Maybe you've got some of those little prairie grasses or something like that as part of your landscape, and then you put that generator in with that kind of natural looking material on it, and it may get completely lost in your landscaping. You wouldn't even know that it's a generator. So I thought that was actually a pretty interesting way to either incorporate a color. If you wanted a blue one or a green one, you could have that for your generator. But you could also get it where it had some sort of a camouflage or camo print to it to make it where it was not as visible as just a big box sticking out on the side of your home. Here you have this texture and pattern on it that could potentially hide it from view. And I thought that was pretty interesting. So taking products that we do and use every day and just doing something slightly different with it, adding those different colors and things like that. Again, I thought that was pretty interesting, and props to you guys. So there you have it. There are some cool outdoor products that I saw here at the 2023 International Builders Show. Make sure you guys subscribe and like the podcast to continue to see other content. We have a lot more product information and trends coming out from the International Builders Show. So make sure that you don't miss any episode coming up, because we got a lot of other really cool stuff coming out for you guys. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.